reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our first scripture reading for today is found in your Bibles in the book of the prophet Isaiah, page 796. We read Isaiah 66, beginning at verse 10. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice with her in joy, all you who mourn over her, that you may nurse and be satisfied from her consoling breast, that you may drink deeply with delight from her glorious abundance. For thus says the Lord, behold, I will extend a peace to her like a river, and the glory of the nations like an overflowing stream. And you shall nurse, you shall be carried upon her hip and bounced upon her knees. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem. You shall see, and your heart shall rejoice. Your bones shall flourish like the grass, and the hand of the Lord shall be known to his servants. And he shall show his indignation against his enemies. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading is found in Paul's letter to the Galatians, page 1247 in your pew Bibles. And we read Galatians 6, selected verses, beginning at verse 1. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load. One who is taught the word must share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of the faith. Continuing at verse 14. But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither circumcision counts for anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And as for all who walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one cause me trouble, for I bear on my body the marks of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Let us rise out of respect for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel is found in the Gospel according to St. Luke, found on page 1110 in your pew Bibles, and we read Luke 10, verses 1 through 20. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to go. And he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. But do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not receive you, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off against you.' Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable in the judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You shall be brought down to Hades. The one who hears you hears me, and the one who rejects you rejects me. And the one who rejects me rejects him who sent me." The 72 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. My text is based on your gospel lesson for today, where after going out and preaching the gospel, the 72 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." This is our text. Some 240 years ago, right around this date, a bunch of individuals gathered together and signed a document we know as the Declaration of Independence. containing a lot of interesting words such as all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights such as life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We set aside July 4th as a day when our freedom as a nation began because of those words. But those words really did not grant unto us any kind of freedom at all. It took people starting a revolution, going to war and fighting for those freedoms, to give those words any practical meaning in the lives of people. And just because we won the Revolutionary War doesn't mean that those words could be preserved. There were continual wars, not just in our own nation, but involving literally the whole world. And even today, the battle for those words, to help them, if you will, remain in force, continues to be fought within our nation and with enemies from outside of our nation. We have people running around blowing themselves up because they hate those words. And it's somewhat interesting that while the Declaration of Independence contains the word Creator, you can't talk about the Creator in public school classrooms without losing your job. Yeah, they may have been good words, but they really don't bring any freedom to people by themselves. It's a different matter, however, with the words that Jesus had given to his apostles and disciples as he sent them out into the world to preach the gospel. When they came back, they themselves were amazed by those words. They came back with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." Just with words, our true enemy is defeated. Because the words that are contained in the gospel of our Lord and Jesus Christ actually give what they promise. We are promised forgiveness, which helps us to gain the ultimate victory over sin and the tools by which Satan tries to bind us, such as guilt. Just taking a quick poll here today. How many of you have ever been guilted into doing something? See how powerful it is? But in the forgiveness we have in our Lord Jesus Christ, that power is completely stripped away. Death to the world is the greatest enemy of all. But when we trust in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and what he accomplished for us in the cross, death's power is stripped away. Luther reminds us in that wonderful hymn, "A Mighty Fortress," "And take they our life, goods, fame, child, and wife, they yet have nothing won. He's judged. The deed is done. The kingdom ours remains. God's word has power in and of itself. But that doesn't mean that those words have their power without some battle being fought. Our Lord Jesus Christ had to take on the enemy himself for us. Blood had to be shed to win us those freedoms. But unlike the, if you will, worldly type of freedoms we enjoy in our nation, freedoms which are constantly being challenged again and again, freedoms that have to be fought for again and again. And as Thomas Jefferson, the author of the Declaration, wrote later on, freedoms, or if you will, liberties, that have to be refreshed by the shedding of blood again and again. The freedom we have in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ never has to be fought for again. When our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ cried out on the cross, "It is finished." The battle was done. Satan is defeated. And those precious words which we have in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ are guaranteed true and are guaranteed to give exactly what they promise to all who trust in them. Nations will come and go. The liberties that we cherish here in our nation may not exist tomorrow. The world around us is constantly going to be changing. And of course, ultimately, when Christ comes again, it will be destroyed. But that freedom that we have in the kingdom of God, that freedom fought for and won when our Lord and Savior Jesus died on the cross, will never change and will always belong to all who put their faith in Him. God grant that we cherish that freedom. But also, in a world where so many people do not have that freedom, who are still trapped in sin, who are still allowing their lives to be run by guilt and shame, who live in fear of what will become of them because they don't know the grace and the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. May God grant that to those who do not have Him, we may be the ones to share that freedom with them. Remembering, these are not like just human words that may speak of wondrous things but have no power to grant them. The words of our gospel not only promise, but they give. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, The scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright 2001 by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.